You might call them. There's some out there that's not coming. You'd be like, chicky, 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 chicky.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, that does sound pretty much.
Well, that's different people in different, you know, parts of the country, you know, had different ways of calling all their animals and all that stuff. So that's part of what I'm studying, you know.
Well, if I had known, because see that, oh, this was spur of the moment. He didn't just call me, you know.
Yeah.
And if I'd known it yesterday, you see, and I studied on a little bit, I could have brought more of it out. Plainer to you.
Yeah.
Like it is, it'll come on the spur of the moment. I got to think about, well, go, well, what's she going to ask me? I don't know. I'm just as green as grass. But I do know about what you asked me about.
That's right. Yeah. How about now to cook in?
We cooked in iron skin.
In what?
In iron.
Mm-hmm.
We had iron spiders and iron pots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And way back yonder, they had what they called an iron skillet, kind of skillet. Mm-hmm. Had legs on. You put it in the fireplace and cooked them there.
Okay. So the spider didn't have the legs. It was just flat on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a lot of times, if you want a potato, you'd roast it in the ashes, in the oak ashes, in the fireplace.
Sure
would. But we didn't know what pots was, nothing but iron pots, you know.
Okay.
I got one still. I love to cook them.
I got one too. Yep.
But I still cook in my iron pot. I don't use thin iron pot. Oh. Fry pans top. I mean, it was thin. I used the iron.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I still hold that old tummy style there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What I got stainless steel and all that, but still I like my iron fry pan.
Yeah. I got a couple of those. I always use them. Mm-hmm. What about for the dishes? Where would you wash them?
Had dish pans.
Mm-hmm. In the sink.
Yeah, no,
you didn't have a sink.
Well, sink water. See, we wash them in one pan and bring our water in a galvanized bucket and wash them in one dish pan. Heat your water on the stove and in a kettle and it was iron.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another pan to rinse them.
Mm-hmm.
Then have your cloth and drop.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cloth did you use to wash them?
We mostly used flour sacks. And you know, we get flour in sacks and bags and all. We save those for dishcloths. They need one for dishcloths.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't have dishcloths like we have now.
You had the same kind for washing and drying them, too?
Yeah, and then we did the days you wash them. So you throw them in your washing and wash, put them in your pot and wash them right into your clothes. And they stay pretty clean.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When you cut that off, you don't really forget it. I'll tell you a joke, but I ain't gonna tell you that. It's not a joke. It's real. It's about a bag.
Well, let's hear. We turn it up. Did you have those made out of heavy
burlap?
Like burlap. Yeah.
Yeah. We used to get those out of burlap. Burlap, but we didn't use them on to mix it. We mix that sheet to cover the crop with, cover the tobacco and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
On the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take four, make a big sack sheet, and then we'd use that to cover.
What do you call those sacks?
Sack sheets. You don't know what to call a sack?
Uh-huh.
We just call them bags.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then make a sheet out of it. We call them sack sheets.
Oh, okay.
See, our fertilizer used to come in those kind of bags. We could use those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, they don't come paper now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've been through some hard times. That's some good ones.